Hello, everybody, and happy Saturday evening to all you fine folks out there watching on Bally Live, MLB TV, and MILB TV. This is Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida, which is site of today's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight, we have game five of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:10. And welcome into the broadcast booth now. Happy Harry Potter night, everybody. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you. Jake, I will not cast a spell on you. I will try not to, at least. Welcome up to the broadcast booth as we get set for game five of this series. Jake, the fans have been let in a little early here. It's a good crowd so far. They're boisterous. They were doing the YMCA early. So there's certainly a festive atmosphere here tonight as we have all the school kids in for free. The Boys and Girls Club is here. And Harry Potter night with these cool scarves and these cool jerseys.
Yeah, the great jerseys, the great scarves, the great fans. It's a big night here for the Mets. Last fireworks show of the year after the game as well. So a chance for the Mets to try and get back on track. And they played well over this week against the Palm Beach Cardinals. But Palm Beach, who is a really good team, just a couple little mistakes, and they will make you pay for those. So they can try and clean those up today, get back in the win column, and get this crowd into the game early today.
Yes, Palm Beach is the best Quidditch team out there. I mean, baseball team out there in the Florida State League. So they have been good all season long. 30 games over 500, not too shabby. It's an all-time kind of Florida State League season for the Redbirds. Well, yesterday there was some dark magic on the broadcast. We did not have the pregame show live. There were some technical malfunctions, so we were unable to show you the Nick Roselli interview that Jake did. Nick has had a good week here at Clover Park. He's got three hits in his last two games. So Jake caught up with Nick yesterday. Here's that interview. We thank Nick for taking his time out of his busy day yesterday to speak with Jake. Glad we could be on the pregame show today without any technical malfunction. No Death Eaters got to us today in the pregame show on Harry Potter night. Mets come into today's ballgame with a 17-33 record in the second half. Mets are 39-77 overall. Cardinals 36-14 now in the second half, cruising to a second half title after winning the first half. Cardinals a whopping 30 games over 500 at 73-73, best mark in the 10 FSL teams. Currently, Daytona has a 5.5 game lead over Jupiter for the wild card for the right to meet Palm Beach in the postseason. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers, after having a game postponed yesterday, playing a doubleheader right now, is three games up on Lakeland in the second half. Lakeland still the best overall record in the West, but would not be in the playoffs if it started today, because Fort Myers would win the second half and Clearwater won the first half. Other games in the Florida State League today, we have a pair of doubleheaders going on. Fort Myers is up 3-0 at Tampa in the top of the third. It was an hour and a half delayed start there in game one. Bradenton and Lakeland in the last of the seventh inning tied at two in their doubleheader game one. Daytona is at Jupiter. No score yet. That game just underway. The 6:30 game, Dunedin at Clearwater. Dunedin's up 4-0 in that series. And once again, first pitch here at Clover is set for 6:10. Starting pitching matchup in today's ballgame features the surging Saul Garcia for St. Lucie. Pitched great last week in Daytona in two games. 8 2/3, 5 hits, 1 earned run. He faces Juan Gerardo Salas from Mexico, the 21-year-old, making his 20th start this season for the Cardinals. He's been good with the 2.93 ERA. And Saul Garcia and the rest of the Mets starters are coming out of the dugout in their Harry Potter jerseys. Go Gryffindor! And Hogwarts. Don't worry about those Slytherin guys on either side. National anthem is upon us. The group singing tonight. For that, we will send it down to the field. And with that, it's go time. Mets and Cardinals meeting for the 23rd of their 24 scheduled games this season. Tonight, the fifth game of a six-game series at Clover Park. Cardinals lead the current series 4-0. They lead the season series 17-5, including going 9-1 here at Clover Park. Cardinals own a plus 53 run differential in the season series. That is Mets starting pitcher Saul Garcia, who has spent his entire season in the Florida State League. 21-year-old from Venezuela has been getting better, though. He had that great start last week in Daytona, 5 2/3, 1 run. Then he pitched 3 critical scoreless innings late in Sunday's big comeback win, 7-6, and he was rewarded with the victory. As for the defense behind Saul, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for the Mets, in left field it's A.J. Ewing, in center Jacoby Long, in right Eli Serrano, and on the infield from third to first it's Jonathan Henriquez, Colin Howe, Nick Roselli, Jairo Cuevas, and your battery is Garcia and Ronald Hernandez catching behind the plate.
Starting lineup for the visiting Redbirds, Christian Martin's going to lead it off and play second. He's had a nice series. Bryce Maddern in center field batting second. Ryan Campos is the catcher hitting third. Jose Suarez has some big hits in the series, including 2 home runs. Bats cleanup. Ian Petrutz, the draft pick out of the University of Alabama, hits fifth. J. Josh Cross, sixth. He's the DH. Ross Friedrich hits seventh. Angelo Encarnacion, eighth. And Cade McGee rounds out the order. No J.J. Weatherholt for the second straight day. The Cardinals' first-round pick sits. And we're ready for baseball on what is a muggy but dry Saturday night in Port St. Lucie. We have some cloud cover. Should be good to go for 9 uninterrupted innings. And our chances of starting on time are dwindling after this pause in the action. Oh, come on, first base coach. Got to get out there. It's fault. Put it on him. We're not starting on time. First pitch is on the way. It's a fastball foul back, and we are underway. First pitch, 6-11, 86 degrees and partly cloudy. We were seconds off an on-time start yesterday, and we're seconds off again because the first base coach, Eric Almonte, wasn't out there in time.
Come on, Eric.
Come on. I'd say start it without him. Second pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-2 on Martin, and we have an early foghorn here at Clover Park. Garcia's pitch, fastball too high, 1-2. Now, hopefully, Sal's success on the road can translate here at home. Unfortunately, for most Mets, that's not been the case. Better on the road lately. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. The slider got him. Martin down on strikes to open the ball game, and that is a refresher because the leadoff guy has gotten on now all but twice in this series.
Good start for Garcia. Nice slider there to get Martin to kind of chase that one, not pitch he really wanted to swing at. See if Garcia can ramp this up as this game goes on.
Bryce Madryn is next. And he takes a changeup for a ball. Home plate umpire is Tyler Vandewater. He's calling his own balls and strikes tonight. We do have the challenge system. The teams really did not need to use very much last night. Always a good thing. This pitch missed. Fastball 94. 2-0. Madryn, one of 9 Cardinals draft picks on this Palm Beach team. Takes the 2-0 pitch inside. It's 3-0.
Now, this has been the number one issue for the Mets in this series. It's too many walks. After Garcia got off to such a good start against Martin.
But he misses with 4 in a row to Madryn. So a strikeout and a walk to start the night. Runner aboard. First innings this week. Palm Beach kept off the board in the last 2 games in the first, but they had a 3-run first inning on Wednesday. They also got on the board in the first inning on Tuesday. The streak the Mets would like to keep going. Make it 3 days in a row, getting out of the first inning scoreless. Campos at the dish. He takes ball 1. That's 5 straight missing. Campos 3-for-8 with 2 doubles this week. Another one of those Cardinals draft picks. Fourth rounder out of Arizona State, fine baseball school. And Garcia gets even in the count. 1-1. This pitch catches the corner. Good tailing fastball. Garcia ahead of all and 2 strikes.
Nice to see him be able to get ahead of Campos here quickly after the 4-pitch walk to Madryn.
A ball high on a changeup. Hernandez popped out of his stance. Thought he might have gotten strike 3, but won't challenge it. 2-2. Breaking ball fouled away. Mets wearing these special Harry Potter jerseys, which you can bid on now, stlucymets.com/auction. All the proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club of St. Lucie County. Mets in their specialty jerseys this year are just 3-9. Got to work on that. Some of that Harry Potter magic. A ground ball deep at third, stopped by Henriquez, throws to first, late, good effort. and he stopped a potential extra base hit down the line. It will be an infield single for Campos. Madre moves up to second base.
That was a nice job by Henriquez to stop that ball, and he kind of slipped a little bit as he tried to set his feet and make that throw. That's a tough play to make, even if you get a clean throw off, but nice job by Henriquez at the very least to keep it in and make the effort.
First and second, one down for Suarez, who's got two home runs this week at Clover Park, three on the season. First pitch got it by him at 93 miles per hour for strike one. Pitch just off at 93. Cardinals have scored first in the series in all but one game so far. Pitch missed outside. Two balls and a strike.
Palm Beach hitters are very patient at the plate, so even good pitches like the one we just saw from Garcia on sliders that break out of the zone, they're not very often going to swing at those.
2-1 missed low and away, 3-1, and now Garcia in danger of loading the bases. He can't find the strike zone here to Suarez. And Suarez, the good power stroke this week, I'm sure will be looking for something to drive. 3-1. Backup slider won't fall in the zone. It's a walk. So after the promising first batter strikeout, walk, infield hit, walk. They're loaded up for Petrutz, the draft pick out of Alabama. Looking down in the Mets dugout, no mound visit. See if Sal Garcia can't get out of this on his own.
This is a big at-bat coming up here. At the very least, want to try and get an out that doesn't advance any of the runners and get yourself in position for one more out to end it, or even a double play ball would be even better. That's the ideal situation.
Petrutz, a check his swing, but it's a called strike. Petrutz, 1 for 7, with two walks and two RBI in this series. He lines it into right field, falling fast in for a base hit in front of Serrano. It's two guys coming to the plate at once, and it's missed by Hernandez. A collision at home as Campos gets in. Ball gets away to the backstop, finally recovered by Garcia. Now Madrin and Campos both score, and Hernandez is down as he was trying to field that ball and just got run into on the back. And here comes Mets manager and trainer as Hernandez tries to steady himself. It's a 2-0 lead for the Cardinals. It's a 2-run single for Petrutz. He makes his way up to second base on the air. So Serrano threw out a runner at the plate a couple days ago. See a near miss and then just that collision there. It didn't appear to be a vicious collision, but perhaps it caught Hernandez wrong on the back of that knee. Now there is concern for the Mets' young catcher. He tries to straighten out his right leg.
You never want to see that on a collision. Hopefully Hernandez is okay and he can kind of shake this one off. It was a throw from Serrano, tried to go home. As you mentioned, Adam, he had thrown a runner out a couple days ago. But a little bit offline, Hernandez couldn't quite make the catch, and then the collision didn't help anything. Kind of an awkward slide coming home. And he's on his feet now, though, which is a good sign.
And the whole thing looked awkward as Hernandez, I think if he makes that stop, he wasn't going to get Madrin, but Campos had a better read than Madrin did, was hot on the heels. So that collision with the back turned. The ruling is a 2-run single for Petrutz. Suarez to third, Petrutz to second. on an error on Hernandez, being unable to wrangle that throw home. Now it appears to be more of an equipment issue for Ronald as he restraps the shin guards. A tough start for the Mets. Strikeout, walk, infield hit, walk, two-run single, plus an error. So a couple of things that the Mets have been plagued by this week. Walks and errors already propped up here in the first inning. And now Garcia will get a couple warm pitches and see if Hernandez is okay.
The walks and the errors for the Mets side, and then on the other side of things for Palm Beach, they've been really good with runners in scoring position. They've taken advantage of those situations when the Mets haven't been able to. So Palm Beach off to a quick start here, and the Mets still with some work to do with two runners in scoring position.
Yeah, Palm Beach's offense hasn't been tremendous this week, but they've had a lot of chances, and they get enough hits. Yesterday produced a 4-0 victory. Didn't have to do much with the bats. Now Cross with two in scoring position and one out as this pitch misses low at 92. Cross on the week, 3-for-8. Inside, two balls and no strikes. Garcia just hasn't been able to find that comfort slot yet. 13 balls, 10 strikes. A rip by Cross into right field. Another ball down in front of Serrano. He will heave it home. One run is in. It's cut off by Cuevas. Now Suarez scores. It's 3-0 Cardinals in the first inning.
Very similar play. Drive into right field. Serrano looking to get that one home, but it was cut off this time around. Palm Beach again taking advantage of the early opportunity that they had.
Cross scoring with ease. Or rather, plating Suarez with ease. Petrutz, no chance to score from second base. So now here is the mound visit. Jordan Krause, who in his two games last week, I'm not sure there needed to be a visit from Jordan Krause with the way Sal was pitching. Kind of a microcosm of the last 2 weeks, pitched beautifully twice up in Daytona, but this week in his first start here has really struggled. Two walks, three runs, now three hits, only recording one out. And with the pitch count in the mid-20s, time for the Mets to get some activity going in the bullpen. And Ross Friedrich will look to keep the hit train going for the Cardinals with runners at the corners. Friedrich, a 4-strikeout game a couple of nights ago. Back in the lineup today. First pitch. Changeup misses down and away for ball one. And then a pop fly out of play. Even the count of ball and a strike.
Right now, key for Garcia is just to have a short-term memory, try to get these next two outs as quickly as possible and limit the damage as much as you can.
Friedrich pops one foul. This will be a souvenir for our crowd tonight. Duck out of the way. It's a good crowd tonight. They'll want a reason to cheer. I don't suppose anything that happens on the field will dampen their spirit, but you'd certainly like to add to the festivities if you're the Mets. Good play on the field. Let's see if Garcia can finish Friedrich off. Ground ball up the middle and through. Friedrich with a base hit, which means another run for the Cardinals as Petrutz scores to make it 4-0. That was a hot shot right back at you. For the Mets pitcher.
Yeah, I went 107.5 off the bat. That's a really tough play for Garcia to try and make. Credit to Friedrich driving that one hard right back up the middle. Palm Beach just having a fantastic first inning here, putting up four already with still just one out.
First batter struck out. The next six have reached. Slider away to Encarnacion for ball one. Walk, infield hit, walk, two-run single, and then back-to-back run-scoring singles. Slider swung on and missed, ball and a strike. So Sal is searching for something here that he can get either weak contact or no contact. Slider flown into deep right center field. Serrano is there. He will make the catch. Cross will not tag. Look at this great throw coming across the diamond.
Well, there's one thing we've learned about Eli Serrano is he's got a fantastic arm out there in right field. He's made a couple of great throws just in this inning. That one, another perfect one, and holds Cross at second.
Well, finally, the second out. The string of six in a row reaching has been snapped. And it's Cade McGee, the ninth man to hit. Garcia, 31 pitches. If he doesn't get McGee, could be his last batter. Time is called. Disengagement. Slider. Good pitch. In there for a strike. McGee may be the toughest week for the Cardinals hitters. He's 0 for 8 with 4 strikeouts. And this is a guy the Mets need to retire in this inning. Fastball, best one so far at 94, dots the corner, nothing in two.
Those are two great pitches by Garcia. Gets the backdoor slider to sneak in there and then speeds things right back up with a fastball over the plate. Ahead 0-2, a lot he can do here.
Goes slider off the mark. Will not get McGee to chase.
Definitely not a bad idea to try and get him to chase, especially when you're head 0-2. Don't want to put something over the middle.
Not many more pitches to waste, though. This is going to be the 35th of the inning. Slider bloop towards Serrano, who's going to run in and make the catch. Side retired, but all nine Cardinals bat for score. Mets in an early hole on Harry Potter night. It's been a long wait for this man, Juan Gerardo Salas, making the start tonight. It'll be his 20th of the year. Salas has also been pretty solid against the Mets against St. Lucie this season. In three starts, he's 3-0. That's exactly what Chen Wei Lin was coming into his start yesterday. Salas trying to have a repeat situation. Mets lineup, Boston Barrow, off on his birthday yesterday, will lead off in DH today. He's 6-for-12. In the series, Eli Serrano bats second. He's in right. Hernandez third. Good to see that he's okay. A.J. Ewing, 7-for-13 this week, bats cleanup. Houck, two hits yesterday, bats fifth. Roselli, sixth. Long, Cuevas, and Enriquez round out the Mets starting nine.
The Mets are excited to have Boston Barrow back in the lineup. He has been fantastic for the St. Lucie team.
We have a chance at the FSL batting title. Hitting 288. Salas with that swinging leg kick that we've gotten to know His prior three starts against St. Lucie begins his day with a ball outside. And then a ball low. And again, how long is it going to take Salas to get into a rhythm after he had to sit there and wait while his entire lineup batted and scored four runs for him? He wraps in a strike. It's a 2-1.
Well, Salas, who not only has that big leg kick, but he also starts all the way on the right side of the rubber.
It's in a fastball. It's 2-2. That sweeping leg kick goes away with runners on base, and he's in the stretch. Certainly a unique motion, the 21-year-old from Mexico. Misfires here. Curveball. Full count.
And the Mets would really love to respond quickly, try to get right back in this game after a tough first inning. Best way to do it is get on base here to lead things off.
Payoff pitch coming to Barrow. And he pops it up on the right side. Second baseman Martin into the grass makes the catch. A couple of games ago, Palm Beach scored three runs in the top of the first. The Mets scored two in the bottom. It was an immediate response to get the team right back in the game. Hoping for a similar early response here today. Cardinals' first batter made it out. They scored four times. Let's see if Serrano can start something. And Serrano, a couple of days ago, delivered the lineup card for the Mets. I asked Yuki after the game. The next day, I said, why was that? He said that Gary Kendall, the manager for Palm Beach, used to coach Eli's dad. What a nice moment there. Nice changeup on the outside corner. 1-2. He's called a strike. No challenge.
As they say, it's a small world.
Baseball community can be pretty tight. A 1-2 pitch, that'll back him off.
Also have the connection for Jacoby Long, who was born in Palm Beach.
2-2, a big bouncer to Martin. He was busy yesterday. He's busy to start today. He's retired both Mets hitters. Pop out in the ground out his way. Now Ronald Hernandez, good to see that his knee was okay after that strange-looking collision at the plate with his counterpart Campos. Ronald enjoying a really good year at the plate. Had his best week of the season against the Cardinals back in May on the road. 10 for 20 that week with 7 RBI and a Grand Slam, won the FSL Player of the Week award. He remains the only FSL Player of the Week honoree for St. Lucie this year. Pitches inside. A couple of big games today and tomorrow. Maybe A.J. Ewing could be in the conversation for Player of the Week. Hernandez fights off this pitch. 2-1. Ronald comes in with 95 hits, third most in the league. Should be able to get over 100. Not any issue. Sixth in the league with a .272 batting average, eighth in on-base percentage. Now's another one off to the stands. And Salas, after that long wait, and his offense scored four in the top of the inning, is pitch away from a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. The leg sweep, the pitch is cut on and fouled back. Fastball from Salas' range from 91 to 93 this inning. Another 2-2. Hernandez fights off another.
Doing a nice job to stay alive in this at-bat. One of the best things you can do, especially after Salas had to wait a long time, foul off those pitches that are close and wait for a good one to drive.
Can't seem to get the fastball by him. I wonder if he tries something else. Yeah, curveball, but it stayed up. Full count.
Really nice take by Hernandez, too, after seeing all those fastballs and then a change of speed pitch. Not too far out of the zone, but did a good job to lay off of it.
The payoff. Soared by Hernandez into center field. Madryn backpedaling, puts it away for the third out. Side retired in order by Juan Gerardo Salas in the bottom of the first. We will go to the second. It's 4-0 Cardinals.
Time for our three keys to the game, or should I say keys to the game. One, keeping it simple here today, Adam, find a way. The Mets have played some decent games. They've kept it close against Palm Beach, but today, with two games left in the series, just want to find a way to get a win.
Yeah, look, we've tried to say, well, need more hits and runs in scoring position, need to cut down the errors, need to cut down the walks, win the middle innings. We've tried to narrow it down, but at this point in time, really nothing has worked. Just find any way to beat this team. It's been a rough season series against Palm Beach. One of the Mets' five wins against Palm Beach in 23 games has been overcoming an 8-0 deficit. Again, you just kind of throw it out the window and try to do your best to summon enough of anything to beat this vaunted Cardinals team, which I think right now might be at the peak of its powers with very strong pitching that's been here all year. And now the boost of the new draft guys. Back to the top in Christian Martin, who started the game with the strikeout. That did not stop the Cardinals' train from rolling downhill. Scored four runs anyways. 1-1 is fought off. You look at the scores of this series. 5-3 loss, 9-4 loss, 7-3, 4-0. That 9-run 9-4 game on Wednesday slipped away late, but Palm Beach's offense hasn't had the big one yet. And strike three is delivered to Martin. Best pitch of the day for Garcia, who after that long top of the first could use a quick second, and the strikeout looking will help his cause.
Well, Garcia seems to have Martin's number to start things off here in this game. Back. Both strikeouts in the two plate appearances for Martin.
Three in a row retired since, if you go back to the last inning. Here's Madryn, who took a four-pitch walk last inning and ended up scoring. He takes ball one. And then ball two. We've seen six pitches, all balls today. This swing and a miss. That would have been ball three. I guess he got tired of just not swinging. At some point in time, you want to swing the bat, right?
Wanted to get the bat off of his shoulder, so he went for it there. But for Garcia, need to get this one over the plate. Madden will not give you that gift every single time.
This fastball is in there for a strike. Back to a 2-2 count. Breaking ball hacked on and fouled. See a clutch in his Harry Potter uniform. Number 99. Higher the number, the bigger size of the uniform. So 99 clutches a massive pup. Selfie time. Full count. Payoff pitch missed. Ball four. So Martin has struck out twice, and the man who follows Mattern has walked twice. So it goes for the Cardinals. One on, one out for Campos. Sal Garcia does not want this ending to spiral like the last one did after that walk. Campos reached on an infield hit in the first and came around to score. Fouls this one away for strike one.
I know the go-to pet in Harry Potter is the owl, of course. Are there any dogs in the Harry Potter world?
They're werewolves. There's a cat, Hermione's cat, and there's the, of course, Philip, our producer. What was the rat? Ron's rat? Peter Pettigrew, that's right. I remember, they all have some kind of pets. This is the research we need. 1-1 is cut on and fouled. Philip over here is trying to find me spells I can cast. I don't think, I showed this in the pregame show. I don't think I put it down since.
He has it. I think we might need to take
I'll
it away from you
at
some point.
Switch it and then right because I'm left-handed, but strike him out.
I don't think that's the spell.
That's not the spell. Philip, look it up. Also, wearing this scarf and this jersey on top of the Mets polo, getting quite warm. 1-2. That's a good-looking pitch that was called the ball. It's a good take by Campos.
Adam, there is a dog in the Harry Potter world that I remembered. His name is Fluffy. He's a three-headed dog.
Oh, yes, of course. How could we forget? One of Hagrid's pets, I believe. Pets, quotations. Slider down. It's a full count. Oh, we have our first challenge of the night. And it is a ball. Van de Water, our plate umpire, was correct. Call of a ball is upheld. That's down a challenge. They have two left. They lost one in the first inning yesterday and didn't use another until the ninth. So hopefully that's happening again. Mattern runs. The left field side is wide open. Mattern's going to keep running on the base hit. And the Cardinals are set up with runners at the corners. Good piece of hitting by Campos to drive it. And there was nobody home, and Mattern running on the pitch never broke stride. Able to make it to third easily.
Adam, stop me if you've heard this one before. Strikeout, walk, and a single. It, playing out exactly like the first inning here. So far, Garcia's going to have to find a way to try and change that fortune.
It's the Dark Lord. It's the Dark Lord, Voldemort. He's gone from the mayor of Clover Park to the Dark Lord. Here's the fastball fouled back. Can't make a play. Nice catch on the ricochet. 0-1 to Suarez, who if the trend continues, will get a hit. Or correction, walk. And he appealed this swing here. And you saw our security guard, Kenny, the mayor of Clover Park. We have changed his name to Lord Voldemort today. The enemy. The enemy of the broadcast. and the enemy of official square Bill. 1-1 to Suarez, and he swings and misses at the fastball.
It's a good pitch from Garcia. Just get that fastball over the plate, challenge pitch, and blow it right by Suarez. And now with two strikes, chance to get a big second out.
Pitch is thrown to the backstop. Here comes the run to the plate. No play. Maddern slides in safely, and it's 5-0 Cardinals. Well, there was some hesitation over on first base with Campos starting and stopping, and I wonder if that did not affect Garcia's delivery home. He unleashed the wild slider here, and the ricochet did not get back to Hernandez in time. So a wild pitch. Both times that Maddern has walked, he has scored. That will also move Campos up to second. Double play out of order. 2-2 on Suarez. And he fouls another one away. Turning into another long inning for Saul Garcia. Approaching 60 pitches. He's gotten four out so far.
To his credit, he has hung in there. Been two long innings trying to battle through it.
Slider is a big bouncer to Henriquez. Checks the runner. A dart to first for the second out. Well done by Henriquez from the hot corner. Second out of the inning. And Sal Garcia will now try to strand Campos on second and keep it to just one run in the frame. And Petrutz will be the hitter. Petrutz looped a two-run single to right field in the first, and Garcia will step off. And Phillip next to me is hard at work writing down spells. You have to show the way people how you grip that pen. Concern. It's not how they teach you.
Do we need to be teaching you spells? I don't know if that's a good thing.
Probably not, but we're going to. Petrutz takes a fastball at the knees.
How much of the Harry Potter series have you seen? I don't know all the spells.
Read all the books multiple times. I've seen the movies multiple times, but
you
it's
don't
been
remember
it's,
the spells?
It's been a minute. I'm talking a long minute. Forget that I'm old. A 1-1 breaking ball. Woo, pretty pitch. Or strike two. Man, I read these back in high school and college. This is pre-2010. It's hard when you get older, Jake, to remember these things. So no, I cannot remember the Latin spells from the Harry Potter books from 15 years ago. Sorry. 1-2 to Petrutz. And he grounds it foul to stay alive. So the last Harry Potter movie, I remember, came out in 2011. The last book, I believe, was 07. The Deathly Hallows. Two pitch, missed. Now these Cardinal hitters, it's just a grind to face these guys. These are some good pitches that either spoiling or taking. Petrutz flies one into center field, long ranging back. He's underneath, makes the grab for the third out of the inning. A walk into single in the inning. A wild pitch scores another run. Palm Beach is out to a 5-0 lead in the early going. Jay Ewing. Mets top hitter of the week will lead off the bottom of the second. And kickstart this offense tonight. Ewing 7 for 13 with the homer, two doubles, and four walks in the current series. So you got him doing well, Barrow doing well. Cuevas has done a solid job this series. But despite that, the Mets offense just can't get going. As this pitch is swung on and missed, it is strange. You have so many players in the Mets offense doing well this week. But on the whole, have not scored enough. Only 10 runs in the four games. Ewing trying his best. Lines one into right, falling in for a base hit. A.J. Ewing, eighth hit of the series.
Well, he is certainly having a fantastic week. Nice job to drive that one into right field, pick up a base hit, and hopefully the Mets can build off some of this momentum here. Now, the biggest problem for the Mets is they have had guys that have played well in these series, but they're broken up in the lineup, and the guys in the middle have not been able to get walks or hits to get those other guys up at the plate.
Houck with the fly into left field. Petrutz is there to make the play. And Colin Houck had a good game yesterday with a couple of hits, including a double, and that 107-mile-per-hour ground-out double play. Terrible luck. This one flies into left on the first pitch. So one on, one out for Roselli. Pre-game interview subject. Last time we saw him at a multi-hit game. Salas, the pitch in the dirt for ball one. Jake, you're a lot younger than me. When you were in college, your college team, or did you play Quidditch?
I did not play Quidditch. That was a... I did watch the first Harry Potter movie, though.
That's it? That's all you got for me? You watched Harry Potter Part 1?
I watched the first movie. I read the first book.
Okay.
And the reason I read the first book was because back in elementary school, we had something called AR points. And I needed a bunch of AR points. And because that book was a big book, it was worth the most.
Okay. Not enough, though, to make you read the second.
No, that was a big book. I wasn't too much into the whole Harry Potter thing, so I never watched the rest of them.
Too busy writing your lightning blogs. Stamkos there yet? No.
Okay. Well,
Well, they've been good. If the lightning distracted you from Harry Potter, that's fine.
I was just, always more of a Star Wars or Marvel guy.
Okay. 2-1 pitch, check swing. That was close on appeal he held.
I do have a couple of friends, though, that are very big into the Harry Potter scene. And they're not thrilled with me that I haven't watched all of the Harry Potter movies.
3-1 to Roselli. He swings and misses at the changeup. Well, I should have tasked you with some homework to watch all these movies when we were away in Daytona to prepare you for this broadcast. I feel like I failed you. I feel like one of us should go to Azkaban. It's the prison. The Harry Potter prison. It's not a good place. They have Dementors there. Right field Dementors. Yeah. They'll suck the soul out of you. Not a good place to be. Harry Potter's godfather was there. Here's a line drive. Base hit in the right field for Roselli. Ewing up the second base. Well, two hits in the inning for the Mets.
Well, offense coming alive here a little bit. Nice job by Roselli. That pitch was a little bit high, but he went up and just drove it. And the only unfortunate thing is Ewing had to hold up just a little bit to make sure that ball wasn't going to get caught by Martin. And could not advance any further than second base.
Jacoby Long at the dish. Two on and one out. Mets down five in the second. One game early this year against Salas, the Mets did record 9 hits, so he has been hittable at times against St. Lucie. Fastball too high. Fastball backs in for a strike. Long taking all the way, 2-1. Well, our showrunner Phil has given me a laundry list of spells to cast. I'm sad to say I can't see many of these that involve baseball. As Long flies one into center, shallow for Madryn. Route number two, no advancing on the bases. Some of these, Cuevas has announced at the plate, some of these spells, I mean, maybe like, I don't know if I want to do the set things on fire one. Petrify somebody? Can I, like, stupefy a Cardinal defender on the diamond and the ball goes by him? See, Jake, you didn't watch Harry Potter that much, so you don't know. Swing and a miss by Cuevas. Stupefy, that's to stun somebody. And the ball goes by.
Stupefy. Is there a freeze one?
That's freeze basically in their place? Cuevas takes a strike, and it's nothing in two. Cuevas, by the way, 60 walks this season. That's second most in the Florida State League. And he has 6 walks in his last 7 games. But down 0-2 here. Salas just misses with the fastball.
Hey, Cuevas has been really patient at the plate. Ronald Hernandez led the team in walks for majority of the season until Cuevas passed him. And has led the team ever since.
1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Good fastball by Salas, 93 miles per hour. So they gave up 2 hits to the first 3 batters, but gets through the inning scoreless, stranding Ewing and Roselli. We will return with more Harry Potter fun, much to Jake's chagrin, in the top of the third. All the conversations between innings in this broadcast booth about Harry Potter. Now, we should probably have just kept the mics up.
I think it
would have been fairly entertaining. Here's one. Wingardium Leviosa. That's moving an object. So
I know that. Jacoby Long did that one in our when he raised the bat up in the air.
He did. So next time Jacoby comes up and he hits a ball, I'm gonna say that spell and get it over the fence. Pitches outside. By the way, John, our wireless cameraman tonight, he's been getting some good shots of the crowd. There are people dressed up for this occasion. not just the Mets with the Harry Potter uniforms, but people in full-on costume. Brown ball to first base, fouled by Cross. And Sal Garcia is going to try to gut through this start. And he came in at over 60 pitches in two innings. He's out there for a third. He's trying to eat some innings up here.
Adam, we have a big Harry Potter fan that works here for the Mets, which is Casey.
Yes, she's in costume. Somewhere down there in the concourse.
You might need to get her up here on the broadcast. She knows all about Harry Potter. She could tell us.
3-1 pitch, good changeup. And it's a full count. Big cut by Cross, who had an RBI single to right field in the first inning. But another deep count. Nothing comes easy. A ground ball, backhanded on a slide by Roselli, throws to first and gets the out. Nice play. Nick's showing a great glove out there at second base in his short time with the St. Lucie Mets.
Just the fact he was able to stay with that, knocked it down with his glove, didn't get it, wasn't able to hold it to make a transfer, but quickly picked it up from the ground and fired that over to first base and gets a out number one here for Garcia.
Friedrich smoked a ball nearly off the rubber last time up for an RBI hit. Takes ball one. Sal Garcia's retired three in a row, dating back to the second. That matches his longest stretch of the game. He's actually retired the leadoff man in all three innings now. But then he's followed up with an immediate walk prior to, and now he's fallen behind 2-0 to Friedrich. Maybe I need to use that move the object spell to get this ball in the strike zone. I did it. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
See that? Guardian Leviosa.
Do it more often.
2-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike. Another good changeup. 2-2.
Look at that. You cast the spell and 2-for-2. To Garcia's credit, he's held in here. This has been a couple of tough innings.
That one slipped, and it's a full count. So consecutive full counts.
He didn't cast the spell that time.
This time. Wingardium Leviosa. It's in the strike zone. I cast it twice, get it in the strike zone, and make the bat move away from the ball. That's too much.
I don't know if that's how. I think you got to do it once.
I'd be like a first-year wizard in Hogwarts. 3-2 pitch. Just missed. So this inning starts like the other two. An out and a walk. Prior two innings, that walk came in to score. Looking in the Mets dugout. Ooh, first looking at the at Voldemort. Mayor of Clover Park. He loves it.
Does he know he's being called Voldemort?
He will.
Voldemort?
His many thousands of fans will tell him. I think he embraces the villain role.
He definitely does.
Nothing in two on Encarnacion. Wonder where he was. He's taking a lap. Taking a lap around the Hogwarts campus. 0-2 pitch. A check swing, and it's going to roll out to Cuevas. Will go to second for one. And from there, Hauk will hold the throw. And Friedrich forced out up at second base. And Encarnacion accidentally hits this ball to a fielder's choice. Be safe on first.
Definitely did not want to swing there, but the ball got in play. Nice job by Cuevas to go to second and get that lead runner out. Unfortunately, not able to turn the double play. A little bit too slow developing, but getting the lead runner here, now one out away from getting out of the inning, is always big.
It's Cade McGee lined out to right to end the first. He'll take a fastball right down the chute here. Right down Diagon Alley. Ah, should have saved that one. 0-1 pitch. That one right down Diagon Alley and swung through and missed. Got a bad wand.
Two just challenge fastballs from Garcia, getting him over the plate. These are the kind of pitches he needs to throw.
Trying to end the inning right here. Not on the slider. I give Sal credit trying to navigate through three innings. He's already over 80 pitches, a whopping number. One, two, sliders, pop, foul. He goes ahead and gets McGee here. That would be his best of the three innings. I'd like to finish on a positive.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Adam, the Mets have the Gryffindor colors on.
They do. One, two pitch is fouled away again. Gryffindor, the house of Harry Potter and the heroes. Slytherin is the bad guys, basically. That's where Kenny would be. Hufflepuff, kind of like the, I won't say the softies, but that's essentially how they were portrayed. That's me. No hero. A 1-2 pitch. And I guess maybe we could put you in Ravenclaw, since you don't know much about Harry Potter, and we really don't know a lot about Ravenclaw. It's kind of the forgotten house.
We should have done some quizzes before the broadcast to see where they would have put us.
Oh, I already know I'm a Hufflepuff. Casey told me immediately I was a Hufflepuff. That's fine. Not going to rock the boat either way. Runner goes. Pitch is grounded hard off the middle, and it's by Houck. McGee has a base hit. Encarnacion heading to third base. They're at the corners with two outs for the Cardinals. We'll see if that will be the last batter for Sal Garcia. Looking in the Mets dugout. Does not appear so. Trying to gut him through the third.
I believe I do see a ball flying in that Mets bullpen right now.
We won't get a pitching change, but we will get a mound visit. Jordan Krause slowly walking out, giving Sal Garcia a breather here. And it's a quick turnaround tomorrow. You don't want to burn too many bullpen arms today. Sal Garcia can get you through three innings. Those jerseys up for auction now, stlucymets.com/auction. Benefit the Boys and Girls Club of St. Lucie County. They have the Hogwarts colors, Gryffindor colors. Fans got this free scarf today. You see them around the ballpark.
High quality, nice scarf, too.
Yeah. With the Hogwarts insignia on it. St. Lucie on the other side.
I can't believe you're still wearing it in this Florida heat.
Well, if you sit really still, cast spells and takes your mind off. Christian Martin struck out twice. Maybe that's one of the reasons that Garcia is going to be left in there to face him. Swinging in the first, looking in the second. Only two strikeouts surrendered by the Cardinals today. Changeup missed, and it's 2-0. I have to think he's running out of steam. Gets in for a strike at 92. And 2-2. Garcia fighting back. Does he have one more pitch in him here? One more good one. Here it comes. Martin fouls away another, trying not to strike out three times in three innings. Now Garcia, this is really remarkable. He's at 91 pitches through 2 2/3. Nothing has been easy. Runner goes. Pitch is grounded. First base side. It'll turn foul.
Garcia up to 91 pitches now. Likely going to be done after this inning.
This is the last batter, one way or the other.
An average of 30 pitches per inning.
Line drive, base hit up the middle for Martin. Finally gets to Garcia. That will chase home Encarnacion. It is 6-0 Cardinals. They have scored in all three innings now, and that's going to do it for Garcia as De La Cruz coming off the top step. Tried to nurse him through three innings. A strike away there. Could not finish him off. A lot of pitches, not a lot of outs for Garcia, who feel bad for our viewers here who didn't get to see the best of Sal last week. He was awesome up in Daytona, but today it was a tough one here at Clover Park. So he'll depart. Long night for the bullpen. That's down six. Cardinals still batting in the top of the third when we come back. Wilson Lopez is the new pitcher, the fireballer from Columbia, who has topped out at 100 several times this year. Will face Bryce Maddren. First and second, two down. Palm Beach putting up six early runs. Maddren fouls away the first pitch. Maddren has walked twice and scored twice. Breaking ball in the dirt. This will be Lopez's second appearance in the series. He went an inning and two-thirds in the 9-4 Palm Beach victory on Thursday. Short turnaround for him. Correction, that was on Wednesday afternoon, so it's about as rested as we're going to get this time of year as a strike is delivered. Inning in two-thirds, that was his longest outing of the season. Six hits, five runs, three earned, 47 pitches. Looking for a more efficient, better outing today. Asked to get one out here. The 1-2 in the dirt.
Now, walks have been the issue for Lopez. Has a 2.16 whip on the year. Walks have been an issue for a lot of these St. Lucie Mets pitchers. Key is going to be to throw strikes.
Time called. That one by Maddren. Nope, that's a disengagement by the Mets. Hernandez. I have to remember, Hernandez got roughed up in that slide at home plate in the first inning. He's had to squat back there a long time. Two is inside, and stop if you've heard it before. It's a long at bat for a Cardinals hitter. The Cardinals have now the next pitch that Madryn sees will be the 100th pitch thrown by the Mets. And they haven't made it through three innings yet. A line drive snared at second by Roselli. Madryn is out for the first time. Another run in the inning for the Cardinals, but two are stranded. Mets will bat in the bottom of the third, down 6-0. Well, fans were being asked to do spells on the video board there, and they were just happy to be on camera. But I'm going to do a spell right now, and it's going to work. Wingardium Leviosa. Oh, look, I'm raising the camera. This magic. See, Jake?
See? That was good. That was good.
Oh, look at this. Some magic from the Mets. A base hit by Henriquez on the first pitch of the bottom of the third. Fired up at first base, trying to spark his team. Completes the first time through the order for the Mets against Salas. And three hits for St. Lucie, that's the good news, but all singles and no runs. Back to the top in Barra.
It's a big hit for Henriquez, not only to get the Mets a leadoff runner, but you get back to the top of the lineup, especially with Boston Barra at the plate, who's been excellent all season long.
Change up for a strike. Barrow popped out in the first on a 3-2 pitch. Ground ball to first. Friedrich goes up to second for one. The throw back to first by Encarnacion is in time. Double play. 3-6-3. Well done by Friedrich. Hopped off the bag, made the throw, was able to get back to the bag. So that erases the leadoff single. Just kind of how it's gone. Now Serrano 0-for-1 at the ground out. The leg kick is back. Curveball is in for strike one. Well, some of these going through the list of spells our showrunner Philip gave me. Some of these are the, what do they call them? The unthinkable spells. This ball is fouled off. The unmentionable spells. I can't say some of these.
Are those the banned ones?
The banned ones, yeah. Like the mind control. Can't do that. Phillip's just... Phillip's a very nice young man, but... He's got some... Maybe a mean bone to put some of these down. 0-2 on Serrano. And that's up and away. Well, Jake, you're going to call the middle three innings coming up, and you don't have to mention Harry Potter one time.
Where's the fun in that?
I'm having a load of fun up here with the Harry Potter stuff. 1-2 pitch. But you've given me some side eyes. Just remember, I got the wand.
I've done nothing of the sorts.
Jake's going to do the Obliviate and erase my memory of the Harry Potter discussion. He's going to cast that spell on me. 2-2 pitch to Serrano, and he will fly it down the left side. Petrutz on the run, but that one into those Budweiser Terrace seats. Souvenir time. Well, the friend is just as thrilled. The young lady who got the ball. Big cut and a miss. So Salas looking sharp tonight. A strikeout. And after leadoff single, a double play and the swinging strikeout retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. We'll head to the fourth. It is 6-0 Cardinals. Expelliarmus. Oh, I've been disarmed of play-by-play. I disarmed myself. Jake can do the play-by-play now. No more Harry Potter talk. Jake will get this broadcast back on track.
Can you do that? Can you disarm yourself? Is that?
I just did. I might have broke cannon there. But I did.
Time for inning number 4 here for the St. Lucie Mets, trying to get back in this game, down 6-0 to the Palm Beach Cardinals. Lopez returns to the mound, and he'll face off against Campos. Campos is 2-for-2 so far today. Two singles in the first and second. Takes this pitch low for ball one. One-oh pitch misses inside, and Lopez falls behind 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Adam probably off to go cast a spell on Kenny. 2-0 pitch, called strike. Lopez gets the first one of the at-bat. That moves to 2-1. What are these guys writing down? They're writing down their favorite Harry Potter quotes. Pitch is low for a ball, and the count has run to 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And fouled off. Campos just gets a piece of it. I've got the one now. Phil, do we know, is there any rhyme or reason to this type of wand here? It's like a... I don't know how to describe it. Pitch is outside for ball four. And it'll be a walk for Lopez to lead off the inning. Campos is aboard for the third straight time today. If I'm not mistaken, there's all different types of wands in Harry Potter. I don't know if they have meaning, depending on if it's just like a style thing. This one is, kind of thicker at the bottom, and then thins out. Swung on and missed for strike one. Suarez behind in the count. I know if you go to Universal, to the Harry Potter world, you can buy wands where they'll do stuff at around the park. Strike two. Suarez behind in the count 0-2. Oh, so I've been told. Okay, so Phil was saying, so this wand that we have here in the broadcast booth, it was made to show respect for animals and the environment. Interesting. Okay. There you go. So there is some meaning behind it, these wands. 0-2 pitch. Misses low. Pops out in front of Hernandez, but no advance from Campos. Is it made from, like, friendly environmental material? Is that what it is? The handle was made from, I don't know what that is. belt mite? It's a fossilized inner skeleton of ancient squids. Okay. Swing and a miss for strike three. Lopez picks up the strikeout against Suarez. And now there is one out in the inning. Really nice cutter. Just blows it right by Suarez. Oh, you learn something new every day. Squid. You know, it does kind of have a little bit of a squid look at the bottom. I can see that. Pitch is a called strike. Lopez ahead 0-1 here on Petrutz. Petrutz is 1-for-2 on the day so far. I understand why Adam was always holding this wand now. I feel very powerful. Big cut there from Petrutz. He's behind 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Runner on first with one out. 0-2 from Lopez. Misses outside, and it's 1-2. There's those closer look at the Harry Potter jerseys worn by the St. Lucie Mets. Which you'll be able to bid on stlucimets.com/auction. And there goes Petrutz down on strikes. Lopez with back-to-back strikeouts. Casting spells upon the Palm Beach Cardinals offense. You saw all the coaches doing their due diligence, writing stuff down. I choose to believe they're writing down their favorite Harry Potter scenes. Pitch is a strike here to Cross. Two outs in the inning with a runner on first. Palm Beach with a 6-0 lead. Mets trying to put the first zero on the board. Palm Beach has scored in every inning so far tonight. 0-1 pitch. Check swing on appeal. Did not go. It did. It's 0-2. Hard ground ball to Cuevas. He reins it in and steps on first for out number three. So after the leadoff walk, it's 3-up, 3-down for Wilson Lopez. Mets will head to the bottom of the fourth, still trailing by 6 here on Harry Potter Night at Clover Park. Time for the bottom of the fourth here at Clover Park. Ronald Hernandez will lead off the inning for the St. Lucie Mets. Salas back out on the mound for Palm Beach. He's been cruising right along. He's kept the Mets to just three hits in this game. First pitch to Hernandez. Big swing and a miss on a changeup. Got him out in front. Salas set, and now the 0-1 pitch on its way. And that's taken just outside for ball one. So setting down a 1-1. And a fly ball into shallow center field. Stepping a couple steps back is Encarnacion. He makes the catch for out number one. That will send A.J. Ewing to the plate. Ewing, who is already 1-for-1, has been excellent in this series. Trying to stay hot at the plate. That's one of the three Mets hits today. Called strike just on the outside part of the plate. Moving behind 0-1. The 0-1 changeup finds the zone, and Ewing's behind 0-2. Salas trying to make quick work of A.J. Ewing. He'll come set and deliver the 0-2 pitch. Slider taken outside the zone. Ewing stays alive at 1-2. Two pitch. Flown into left field. This one high in the air. Will it stay playable? No. Out and into the stands. Count will remain at 1-2. Ewing has some pop to his game. Already at the home run this week. When he first came up from the Complex League, had a home run early into his pro career in single A. 1-2 pitch misses low. Counts even up at 2-2. There's some fans dressed up in Harry Potter gear. Oh, there's Clutch. Oh, no, he's doing the gritty. They got him doing the gritty. Fly ball by Ewing into center field. Modern racing back underneath it at the warning track and makes the catch for out number two. Well, there's that pop from A.J. Ewing, but Modern gets underneath it just at the warning track. It falls a little bit short, 367 feet. Colin Houck up next. Look at Clutch dancing with all the kids. Our kids love to ask Clutch to do all the new dances. Called strike here to Colin Howe. Backdoor slider. Oh, 1, big cut and a miss. Howe's behind 0-2. Clutch is definitely a Gryffindor. No question about that one. Oh, 2 from Salas. This one just misses outside. Houck lays off. One-two pitch from Salas. Slider that misses low. And it's 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch flown into right field, but well fouled by Houck. Stays alive in the at-bat. Now the Mets, who are already over 100 pitches as a team, solace only at 59. Here's the 2-2. And it's a swing and a miss for strike three. Houck goes down, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. Solis continuing to cruise right along. And the Mets are behind 6-0 here on this Saturday night at Clover Park. Back now here for inning number five. First pitch is fouled off by Friedrich. Lopez back onto the mound for here the St. Lucie Mets. It's Jacoby Long out in center field. He's a Harry Potter fan. I had mentioned the theme park whose name I'm currently blanking on. Universal Studios. Thank you, Philip. They've got the big Harry Potter section over there. 0-1 pitch. Will miss for a ball. Can't see it at the 1-1. They've got a couple of Harry Potter rides. Philip tells me there's four of them, which is more than I knew of. There's the face painting station that we have here at Clover Park today. Kids getting their face painted. 1-1. Ground ball shallow over towards Roselli. Flips to first. It's in time. And that is out number one. So Friedrich goes down on the ground ball. Now, is this Harry Potter themed face painting? I've got to assume, or I don't know if it's just any face painting. Let's see. Can we see what? Now, this kid's getting a tattoo on the arm. A skull and crossbones, I'm told. He's got the skeleton shirt on as well. So to match his shirt. Pitch is taken low. And also, you know, it's Harry Potter night. We have the Boys and Girls Club here as well. At the fireworks after the games. There's a lot of things going on. It's a big night here at Clover Park. Saturday nights are a place to be right here at Clover Park. This pitch is inside, and it's 2-0. Although there is no special jerseys next week. Look at that. This is the last one of the season. So you have to be on the lookout for tickets and schedules for next year. 2-0 pitch, called strike on the inside part of the plate, and it's 2-1. Anyway, back to Universal Studios. There's a lot of Harry Potter rides. I only know of the one. which Philip told me the name of, but I can't recite the whole thing. It's too long. I'm just going to call it Hagrid's Motorcycle Ride. This pitch is inside for a ball. It's 2-1. That's a good ride. I do like that one, although it has one of the longest lines I think I've ever seen for any theme park ride.
Lines, lines, lines.
Too many lines. Is there a spell to get rid of the lines?
Expelliarmus.
3-1 pitch, ground ball, fielded by Henriquez. He steps and fires the first in time for out number two. It's two up, two down for Lopez here in the fifth.
You know what I think? I think this calls for a class field trip to Universal, to Harry Potter World.
I mentioned to Philip in between innings, I said, we should have been out there. We could have filmed some stuff for the broadcast and explored the Harry Potter World, had some world-famous butterbeer. Check swing here from McGee on appeal. Did not go around. It's 1-0.
Is that butterbeer non-alcoholic? Yes, it is.
I believe so, yes.
Can you get it with alcohol?
Clutch,
yes, you can. Okay.
Clutch signing autographs with the kids now. Popular guy.
The most popular figure here.
1-0 pitch. Check swing on appeal. Did not go once again.
Don't tell that to Lord Voldemort, though. Or the mayor.
Well, those two, they need to have a battle. You got the Slytherin and Gryffindor. Clutch versus Kenny.
Yeah.
2-0 now from Lopez. And this one misses outside. It's 3-0. Adam, you thought the Harry Potter talk was going to stop on you.
I was wrong.
You
I jumped
wrong.
Right back on this broadcast when I heard it kept going.
Three balls, no strikes here to McGee. Two outs in the inning. 3-0 pitch, this one right down the middle for a called strike. And it's 3-1. Now, I have not done the other rides at Universal Studios. But I have done Hagrid's Motorcycle Ride. This pitch too low, and after the strike, there'll be a walk anyway to McGee. And now back to the top of the lineup for Palm Beach. And Christian Martin struck out his first two times up, but then singled in the third.
The ride is officially called Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure.
That's too long.
I think you were right on the first time. That's Hagrid's Motorcycle Ride.
Too long of a name.
How do you put that on a t-shirt?
Foul ball here from Martin. 1-1. I know that ride is a super long line, and you know, I think it breaks down a lot. Had some issues. But they just, you know, they got the magic. Get it right back up and running. No problems.
That would be Reparo.
0-1 pitch. This hits Martin. And it's going to be runners on first and second with two outs. So after Lopez, a good start to the inning. Has put himself into a little bit of a jam.
Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. Fight of the Hippogriff. Harry Potter and the Escape from Gringotts. That would sound like it's a fun one with the roller coaster. Is that correct? It is. Harry Potter and the Battle at the Ministry. Not open yet. Maybe that's it. Maybe we need to go when it opens.
Jordan Kraus out for a mound visit here. Talk things over with Lopez. I haven't tried the butterbeer yet. I know it's a very popular item at Universal Studios.
Hot day. They're all hot Florida pretty much.
Well, the last time I was at Universal Studios, the roller coasters won. I didn't feel too hot after riding on the new Jurassic Park one.
You know what the thing with roller coasters, I'm scared of heights, but I'll go on them just to go on them, is when you close your eyes at night in bed and try to sleep.
Yes.
You still have the spins.
You feel like you're moving around.
Not good.
I'm a big roller coaster guy, and that's what made me think of Hagrid's Motorcycle Ride. Mound visit is over. Jordan Kraus back to the dugout and set to go here. Madryn at the plate. Takes this for a called strike on the outside. He's behind 0-1. Runners on first and second with two outs. Here in the top of the fifth, Palm Beach already with a 6-0 lead. Lopez with the 0-1. Inside. Counts evened up at 1-1. Mets trying to put up their second zero of the game. We're able to do that in the last inning. One one, and that'll miss outside. 2-1. Adam, I probably shouldn't say this to avoid jinxing myself here, but my spells have been better. St. Lucie got a zero, held Palm Beach off the board.
No offense taken.
2-1, and a big sweeping swing from Madrid. That's even up at 2-2.
Lopez looks good. He's been deceptive. He's getting more swings out of the strike zone than Saul Garcia did. Has not given up a hit since entering this game.
Trying to continue that trend here, needing one more out in the inning. 2-2 pitch. Just misses low.
And for a guy who gave up five hits, five runs and six hits in less than two innings, just a few days ago against the same team, this is a big turnaround for Lopez. I like to see guys bounce back in the same series.
Full count here to Madryn. Runners will be moving. Payoff pitch, line into right field. Serrano heading back at the track. He's going to make the catch as he crashes into the wall. And that will end the inning. So Palm Beach gets two on but cannot score. And it's still a 6-0 game as the Mets get set to bat in the bottom of the fifth. Nick Roselli will lead things off for the St. Lucie Mets here in the bottom of the sixth. Mets trying to get some offense going. Down 6-0. Here's a deep fly ball into right field, but this one hooking foul. And that one crushed to lead off the bottom of the fifth by Roselli, but pulled foul. And it's a long foul ball. So 0-1 to Roselli. Got a good fastball to hit. 362 feet was the call distance. 0-1, this one grounded and grabbed by Martin just beyond the infield. And he's got it over to first in time for out number one. And we'll bring up Jacoby Long. Been five up, five down for Solis ever since the strikeout in the third inning. Long 0-for-1. so far today. He was our official wizard when we had him lift the bat. Showing off the scarf that first 500 fans got when they got to the ballpark and the jerseys the Mets are wearing tonight. 1-0 pitch. This is 4-2. Of course, you can bid on those jerseys on stlucymets.com/auction. All the money that is raised going to the Boys and Girls Club. 2-0, no strikes here to Jacoby Long. Sal is set, and he'll deliver. Fouled off. And it's 2-1. This ball will have to be retrieved. Car de la Cruz calls off Petrutz. He'll grab it himself. Now the 2-1 from Salas. And it's flown into right field and hooking foul. Into the tarp seats. 2-2. Looks like there is some action in the Palm Beach bullpen. Salas trying to get through inning number 5 right now. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball over the top of Clover Park. It's out of the stadium. Salas only had 66 pitches. He's been efficient in this game. Too long, can't get to it. Misses that one, and he is down on strikes. That is now 6-6. For Salas. Jairo Cuevas will try and break that streak. 0-1 with a strikeout so far today. And he takes the first pitch for a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Really nice curveball from Salas. Here's the 0-1. And this one a little bit too far outside. Count is evened up at 1-1. Cuevas' swing and a miss on the 1-1. As a behind 1-2. One-two pitch bounces in the dirt. 2-2 now to Cuevas. Cuevas, who's had a sneaky good last 2 weeks. He's been much better at the plate. Has the batting average just above 200. He's batting around 190 when he entered that series against Daytona. Now the 2-2 on its way from Salas. Fouled off by Cuevas, and he'll stay alive. Yeah, deuces are wild. 2-2, 2 outs. Nobody on here for Cuevas in the bottom of the 5th. Mets trying to get some offense going. They got 3 hits in today's game. Needs some magic. Salas is 2-2. Called strike 3 right on the outside part of the plate. And Cuevas will head back to the bench. He is now the 7th straight Met retire. Palm Beach still leads 6-0 as we head to inning number 6 here on Harry Potter Night at Clover Park. beautiful sky out here in Port St. Lucie on this Saturday night. The sun sets just beyond left field.
Yeah, got that pink cotton candy sky. Pleasant evening, 84 degrees, no rain. Perfect. Very picturesque here at Clover Park. Got a new catcher, by the way, Vincent Carozo. Been a long aim for Ronald Hernandez squatting behind home plate, and remember he got dinged up on that collision at home in the first inning, so he swaps out.
Vincent Perozzo now behind the plate. He is catching for Arcenena, who is into the game for Wilson Lopez. This pitch is fouled off. It's 0-1 to Campos. Arcena set in the 0-1. That's too far inside. Not even up at 1-1. On one pitch, ground ball. This one fielded by Roselli. Spins and throws, and it's in time for out number one. Had to run around there a little bit, but made a nice throw to get the first out of the inning. Campos is down on the ground now.
Another solid play by Roselli at second base. Good crossbody throw. Not much has escaped him in his 2 weeks with the team.
Swing and a miss for strike one. Suarez behind in the count. One curveball misses inside. Count even up at 1-1. So he said in the 1-1 pitch, called strike on the inside part of the plate. And the 1-2. One just misses, called ball, but a challenge by Perozzo. It is overturned to a strike, and that's a strikeout. So Perozzo, a nice challenge there, gets a strikeout for his pitcher, and that's out number two.
Well, for those who didn't get a chance to listen on radio last Sunday when Arcena pitched, he walked six batters. There was a critical walk where the umpire missed two calls in the strike zone for balls, and they were strikes. Arcena didn't have the challenge system ABS up there at all, so he had to live with the call. Well, it's good to see that he gets one in the zone. Umpire misses it, but it can be corrected.
1-0 pitch. This is inside.
Of all the pitchers who could have benefited from a challenge or an ABS day last week in Daytona where they don't have that technology, Arcena was at the top of the list.
Do have the challenge system available to us here for the remainder of the games in this series. One more on Sunday. All right, so. Two balls, no strikes. Two Petruts. 2-0 pitch. Ball gets away from Perozzo. Pitcher's lowered in the dirt, so it's 3-0. Pitch will find the zone. So the count moves to 3-1.
Arcena was throwing 100 miles an hour regularly in Daytona, where we do believe the radar gun read hot, but it was still impressive.
3-1 pitch, chopper to Henriquez. He fires the first in time for out number three. Nice job here from the St. Lucie Mets. They still trail 6-0. They'll have a chance to bat now in the bottom of the sixth. Gonzalez's day has come to a close here at Clover Park. Five innings pitched, three hits, no runs, zero walks, and five strikeouts. Another great start for him. And now Nolan Sparks will take over for Palm Beach.
Well, I call him for Palm Beach the core four. I just created that like 5 seconds ago. But that's what we're going to call him.
Enriquez swings and misses on the first pitch from Sparks behind 0-1.
And these core four are the main starters for the Cardinals who have been here all season.
0-1 pitch flown into left field, but this one will hook foul.
And these core four are Jason Savakul, Jose Davila, Chen-Wei Lin, and Juan Gerardo Salas. They've been here all season. And just to give you an idea, Lin second in the league in innings pitched, Davila fourth, Salas fifth, Savakul seventh. They've been around Florida State League the entire season. They've all pitched well.
Pitches in the dirt. Enriquez takes it for ball one.
The Mets have faced all four from this week. They've combined for three earned runs in 20 innings. It's just hard to beat that consistent, experienced starting pitching.
It's pretty good. Palm Beach has got some excellent pitching. As the Mets have seen here, 1-2 pitch is called a ball, but it's challenged by the catcher Campos, but it's going to stay a ball, so a challenge lost here for the Cardinals. Their first challenge of the day and their first loss. Mets 1-2, Cardinals 0-1. Sparks setting the 2-2 pitch. And that one misses just inside. Count runs full here to Enriquez. Payoff from Sparks. Called strike three at the knees, and now a challenge by Enriquez. And it's going to stay strike three. Mets will be down to their final challenge of this game. Boston Barrow now at the plate, top of the order for the St. Lucie Mets. Mets trailing 6-0, looking for some offense. First pitch to Barrow, taken low for a ball. Pitch. That'll miss low, and it's 2-0. Adam just talked about how good the starting pitching has been for Palm Beach. The bullpen just as good. Sparks has pitched one time against St. Lucie. Here's a line drive into right field, down for a base hit. Boston Barrow picks up another base hit. He would not be held hitless. He is 1-3 on the day. The Mets will have a base runner with one out. Barrow, who entered the day with that average at 288. Trying to make a case for one of the top players in the Florida State League. Here's Eli Serrano. Takes that pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. And that's already doing against better against Sparks than before. His pitch is in the dirt. Last time he was out, two innings pitch, no hits, no runs, nothing. But Barrow breaks that streak with the base hit. And now a mound visit from Campos. Uh-oh, there's Voldemort. Back walking around. Here at Hogwarts.
Voldemort had the same look, you know, the no hair. Making friends, I'm sure, down there. Kenny is a more pleasant individual than Voldemort, for sure.
He is.
Not to me, personally, but to everybody else, he treats well.
He does. He treats me very well.
Except when he walks right into the room and calls you by a name. happens occasionally.
Yeah, that's almost a term of endearment, Kenny.
A rite of passage.
Right, exactly. 2-0 pitch, chopper ground ball. Flipped on to second for one. Throw to first in time. And that is an inning-ending double play. So Sparks comes in and picks right up where Salas left off. Mets trail 6-0. We'll head to the seventh.
Back here at Clover Park, Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you. Sun just about set out west. Pretty night for a ball game. This game has gotten under control by the Mets. Down 6-0 through 3. Now down 6-0 through 7. That's the second straight night. Both teams went scoreless in Jake's middle three innings, the play-by-play. So, Jake, you've taken baby steps as Aaron Sainer returns to work. It was a lot of runs for the opponent in the middle three innings, not many for the Mets when you were on play-by-play, but two nights in a row now, you're broken even.
No, it's only a matter of time before the Mets start scoring some runs in the middle three innings.
Now, in the last 11 home games, the Mets have only scored two runs in the middle innings. One of those I called on the Sunday. Perozzo had an RBI hit. So the only run scored by the Mets that you've done on play-by-play in the last 11 games was the Starling Marte homer.
It was.
So you sold out for a major league home run.
I did. You know, in the grand scheme of things, I know it wasn't nice for the St. Lucie Mets, but...
You crushed the call, by the way. It was a good one.
I appreciate that. Right on the highlight.
And Perozzo gets dinged up, and this is not good because the Mets only have two catchers on the roster. Hernandez started the game catching. That leaves only Perozzo. He has to stay in. I couldn't even tell you who would be the emergency catcher. The Mets do have Carlos Oviedo on the development list. I think you can activate him mid-game.
Well, Adam, we talked about this before. I believe he's also on the development list, but where's Mosquera when you need him?
Well, Mosquera's on the development list, but he's working with the FCL team. Oviedo's on the development list, but he is with us in person. So, but yes, you're right.
For those who may have missed it, Mosquera has played nearly every position. We said he's the one guy that probably could play everywhere. One catcher is the one spot he has never played. Perozzo looks like he's okay, though.
Right arm, hand, checks out. Arizena, nice 1-2-3 sixth inning. He could really use a good outing. Him more than maybe any other pitcher on the staff. New to the team, a plus 17 ERA. Three appearances, two of those appearances, six walks, which are the most walks in a game by a single pitcher in the year. So he gets a ground ball off the bat of Cross up the middle for a base hit. Didn't walk him. Makes Cross beat him with the bat. And that is the first hit for Palm Beach since McGee's single, or rather Christian Martin's single, with two outs in the third. Then a couple of walks and hit batter. Cardinals finally get that eighth hit.
Now, Adam, things had settled down. I give it back to you, and there's a hit right away.
Yeah. You know what that means? It means an opportunity for a double play. Friedrich, one for two. Single and a walk. Takes the ball high. I wouldn't pin all those walks, all six on Arencina from last Sunday's start, although they were tacked to him. He threw more strikes than balls in some of those at-bats. I will say, for as bad as the zone was to start the day against the Mets last Sunday, they got some calls late that they needed that were balls. So it evened out. The Mets comeback win. Ground ball to first. What a stop in fair territory by Cuevas. He will step on the bag to get the out. Fair ball. And he stopped it from going down the line. That retires Friedrich. Nothing he could do about cross up to second base. His momentum took him all the way to that coach's box.
Cuevas has been making some nice plays over at first base. It's been really solid since a guy who normally plays the outfield but has come in on the infield since some of the new guys have arrived. College draft picks from the Mets this year.
Ball high 87 to Encarnacion, who's 0 for 3, the run. Good fastball at 98, right at the knees. Yesterday, Palm Beach scored three runs in the second inning, and they won 4-0. Today, they scored four runs in the first inning, lead 6-0. So building those big leads early is kind of coasting as Encarnacion late on the fastball at 99. Santa gets a big bouncer out to Roselli. And Roselli retires Encarnacion for out number two. Another fastball at 99. That ball went way up in the air. Two down. Cross went to third. Arcena aiming for two scoreless innings here. Left the stranded runner 90 feet away. Cade McGee. One for two with the single and a walk. Good slider. Not good enough, apparently. No challenge.
It was a long hold from Perozzo, but the Mets down to their last challenge have to be kind of careful with when they use it. First pitch of an at-bat, probably not the best time to try it.
This fastball at 97, nearly the same spot. 1-1. Fastball at 99. He's on fire right now. Has found the release point, something he struggled with in Daytona. And this is all the work that's done between outings that you don't see. Working hard in the bullpen sessions. Breaking ball goes high. Trying to get it all corrected mechanically. And when it works, it looks like it does right now. Painting 99-mile-per-hour fastballs. McGee takes another high slider. No surprise that he's gone back-to-back breaking balls after playing so well with the fastball. Imagine he'll come back with the heater here.
The first pitch, by the way, in this at-bat that we thought maybe could have been a strike. It was indeed a strike.
3-2 pitch. Fastball blew it by him at 98. Arcena strikes out McGee. He's pitched two scoreless innings with two strikeouts. His best performance in his young St. Lucie career. Stretch time at Clover Park. Mets down 6. Sing it, Jake.
You put me on the spot there.
Country Roads. Who doesn't love Country Roads?
It's a great song.
Place where I belong, West Virginia, Mount Mama. All right, that's enough of that. Or is it? We've got a strike, or correction, a ball delivered to Vincent Perozzo. A good crowd tonight. We saw him between innings there. Probably the best crowd of the post-July 4th era. House for Harry Potter night and post-game fireworks for the last time. We are still here next week, though, as Nolan Sparks gets ready for a 1-1 pitch, his second inning of relief.
They just announced Gryffindor as the House Cup winner.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I think fans cast their ballot, but I mean, I think we'd have a problem if Slytherin won. I would have cast my vote for Hufflepuff, but Gryffindor, probably a landslide winner fan contest.
Adam, in between innings, I went and did a quiz to figure out my house.
Was it Ravenclaw?
It was not.
No.
It was Hufflepuff.
Okay. You're right. Okay. I'll welcome you happily into Hufflepuff. Perozzo slings this into center field, falling right into the mitt of Madryn. Racing in. Perozzo's first at bat of the night. Subbing in for Hernandez. Mets have not scored since the eighth inning 2 days ago. Bad broadcaster Matt tells me that that is 16 innings of scoreless ball pitched by this Cardinals staff since the eighth inning on Thursday. A.J. Ewing trying to change that. Thought he might have homered last time up. Probably the best hit ball of the night by the Mets. Just swinging a really good bat right now. A couple years from now when he's further along in the weight program, develops more physical strength, that ball will get out. Would have been out some ballparks in this league. Hard ground ball up the middle, and Ewing stays hot. Another multi-hit game. He's up to 9 hits in this series. 2 for 3.
And he has just been fantastic. He's been hitting the ball far. He's been hitting the ball hard. And he's also just picking up base hit after base hit. Fantastic series for A.J. Ewing.
Houck 0 for 2 tonight, coming off the two-hit game yesterday. Let's try to get back in this game, but first things first, try to score a run. Houck will take a fastball high. High fastball, evens the count, a ball and a strike. Action going in the Palm Beach bullpen as Sparks has had an inning and a third in relief. Miss with the off speed. 2 balls and a strike. Still one more game left in this series. That's tomorrow at 12:10. Pitches outside, and then we're here all next week as well, facing the other team from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Mets have faced two really good pitching staffs the last 2 weeks in Jupiter, and especially the Cardinals. I think it might lighten up next week, and even the final week. Hout cracks one into center field, right to Madryn. Can't hit it much better. Well, Colin Houck, the last 2 games now, some scorchers that don't fall for hits. Yesterday was that 102-mile-per-hour double play. This time, the line out center.
Well, that went out 108 this time. It's another really hard hit ball by Houck, but just not falling for him right now. And it's with the back-to-back home weeks. Normally, really good thing for a team. Usually plays better at home, but the Mets have been playing better on the road as of late.
Yeah, now the road record has actually gone better overall than the home record. Mets at home are now 19-39, on the road 20-38. And wasn't that way until recently. Mets have lost 14 of 16 at Clover Park, and they've won 7 of 10 on the road. Pitches inside, but again, at least on paper, the load lightens next week and the following week. Next week it's Jupiter, which has been struggling, and the following week, Clearwater, which has the worst record in the second half. As tough as this series has been, hopefully it gets better the final 2 weeks as Roselli grounds one that's deflected by Friedrich, and Roselli will get credit with an infield hit. His second hit of the game, so back-to-back multi-hit games for Roselli.
Roselli has been really good at the plate, two multi-hit games, and he's flashed the leather a little bit in the infield playing second base. So some really nice games put together here by Nick Roselli in the first big chance for the Mets here with runners on first and second.
The six hits now. None extra bases. They need a big one to get back. Those who listen on the radio on Sunday, that's what I kept calling for last week in Daytona. A lot of singles, but they were down big against the Tortugas on Sunday. They needed a big one, and they got one from Serrano. And can Long produce something, a home run, an extra base hit to score two. Pitch is high, two balls and no strikes.
When you're down 6-0, you're just looking for something to build off of, get the crowd into it, get that momentum on your side, fire up your teammates. Well, that's what an extra base hit would do right now for the Mets.
Long might not get a chance. 3-0.
A walk certainly is just as good for the Mets right now. You can load the bases and then an extra base hit. You could definitely score two, maybe even three.
Sparks perhaps coming to the end of his relief outing. Misses high with ball four. That delivery looks like a guy who's tiring out. Missing up and in like that. So they're loaded up. We'll see if Gary Kendall, the Palm Beach skipper, will make a move. As Cuevas is the scheduled hitter. And here comes Kendall. Will not be Cuevas against Sparks. Well, Sparks, two perfect innings in his first game this series. This one, he's at an inning and two-thirds scoreless, and it has not been easy. Three hits and now a walk, so Banana Phone will greet the new Palm Beach pitcher. Mets trying to make a comeback here in the seventh. Angel Cuenca, who closed out Thursday's 7-3 win for the Cardinals. 8-pitch, 1-2-3 ninth. Fresh arm to face off against Cuevas, who has struck out twice. Mets down 6, bases loaded. One swing could turn this game. inside with the fastball at 94. Cuenca has enjoyed a good season. Been around Palm Beach for a few years now. Still only 21. All this pitch gets to the backstop, and the Mets are going to score. Ewing to the plate, and the streak is over. 16 innings without a run. That snaps as AJ comes home on the ball to the backstop. It's 6-1. It's a wild pitch.
Much needed run there for the Mets crowd. Biggest roar of the night, and now still two runners in scoring position. This is where you can really capitalize on that momentum. Don't have to score every run in this inning.
Micah gets one in there at 92.
You know, right now, any run that you can get is a big one.
A drive into center field, down for a base hit. One run is in. Long coming to the plate. The throw is going to skip in. And the Mets are alive. Cuevas, a two-run single. And it is 6-3. Mets have cut the deficit in half.
But just like that, the Mets offense alive. Cuevas doesn't do too much. Just drives it right in the center field. And that's all you need to get the two runners in scoring position after that wild pitch. And just like that, the Mets are only down three.
Bases loaded, two outs. Mets bring all those runners home. And that wild pitch breaking the seal. Can the Mets start to pile it on? Henriquez looking to keep it going. First pitch, changeup for strike one. Is a single and a strikeout tonight. Still time to go in this game. Still have the eighth, the ninth.
Direction, wild pitch, change to a pass ball.
Strike on the inside corner, nothing in two. Getting word now that that wild pitch to score Ewing has been turned to a pass ball on Campos. Coming back, folks. Enriquez spoils this 0-2 pitch out of play. Oh, look out. Up high. 1-2. Cuevas is his ninth hit in his last eight games. He's now driven in six runs in his last eight. Pickoff throw. Cuevas back in. Well, it was only last Sunday. Mets were down 6-0 and came back in one on the road. 6-0 here. They're down 8-0 against Palm Beach back in June. Came back and won. Cuevas trying to run. Pitch is swung on and missed. Henriquez strikes out. Cuevas tries to work himself into scoring position. But the Mets make some noise for the first time in a while in this series. Down 6-0. They've scored three in the seventh. The two-run single by Cuevas bringing the crowd alive. there's some symmetry going on here. When the Mets were down 6-0 on Sunday in Daytona, it was Arozarena who struggled as the starter. And the Mets got him off the hook. And a big part of the comeback was Saul Garcia pitching very well in relief, but not allow Daytona's offense to get going again. And now it's the reversal. Garcia struggled, gave up 6 runs. Mets on the comeback trail. Now Arozarena putting the clamps down on this Palm Beach offense. He's pitched 2 scoreless innings. And they get strike one by Martin. And a breaking ball too high. Hasn't quite sorted out that slider yet. Fastball is humming.
We really want to try to have a quick inning here. Get your offense right back out there. Capitalize on some of that momentum that you got after scoring 3 runs.
Yeah, you go back to that game on Sunday in Daytona. The Mets down 6-0. They scored 3 runs in the sixth. As this ball goes out towards Arozarena, he'll scoop it. The underhand toss good enough to beat the speedy Martin. Mets got half the runs back in the sixth inning in Daytona. Had a very quick bottom of the sixth to keep the pressure on, and then scored the 4 in the seventh to take the lead. So that's the goal here again. Get that offense back up to the plate and hope for a 4-run inning.
And the Mets will also have the top of the lineup coming up as well.
Madryn, who has walked twice and been out twice on a line out and a fly out, will take a strike. That pitch looked pretty good. Called the ball. Jake, check it. That one might have been a strike. One, a ground ball to Roselli on a one-hop stop, throws to first. 2 up, 2 down. As Madryn's retired for the third straight time. Arozarena's retired 5 straight. 4 groundouts and a strikeout since that leadoff single in the seventh inning. There is Campos, 2 for 3 with couple of singles and a walk. He swings and misses.
We're just peppering the strike zone right now. Really nice job trying to get a quick inning.
Out of the way, working in nothing and two. The fastball staying lively at 98. Arozarena has only faced 1 over the minimum since coming into the game in the sixth inning. He and Lopez, they are doing a masterful job. Just one hit, now 5 combined innings. Scoreless ball. The 0-2. Campos takes the breaker outside. One, two, fastball, got it by him at 98. A strikeout for Arozarena. He's pitched 3 shutout innings in relief as the Mets find themselves on the comeback trail. We'll bat down 3 when we come back. Well, in the Harry Potter movie, Dumbledore takes a memory like this from the wands. He takes the memory and he taps it into a basin, and then you can dive in and see the memory. That's what I'm doing from Sunday. I'm taking the memory from Sunday in Daytona, dropping it in for all they see as the Mets try to come back from another 6-0 deficit and win. Was that a stretch, Jake?
I don't think so.
You don't get the reference.
I don't. Unfortunately, I have not seen that.
Let's go ride Hagrid's ride again. Boston Barrow will ground one foul. As Jake mentioned last inning, it's the top of the lineup. Barrow, Serrano, Carrozo. The bottom of the lineup actually did the work in the 3-run 7.
Yeah, EJ Ewing is already with a multi-hit game, but that's the guy you want to get at the plate right now.
Barrow slugs a ball into center field, but Madryn is onto it. Makes the catch. Now that Cuenca gets a clean slate, see if he settles in or if the Mets can stay on him. He's been a good pitcher this year for the Cardinals. Although the guy they got to in Sunday in Daytona, Jonah Herney, been really good, especially against lefties. Mets found a way against him. And Serrano with the 2-run homer and a go-ahead single. 6th and 7th innings in the comeback. He's 0 for 3 today, hit into a double play last time up. Oh, big cut trying for a home run on the fastball at 95. It's nothing in 2. He will use his timeout. Does have a home run. It was last week in Daytona, a long shot. Certainly has the strength to get it out.
I would love to see a home run to get the Mets that much closer, but base runners are not a bad thing right now.
Breaking ball is popped up by Serrano to the third baseman, McGee. From the grass, puts it away for out number 2. 3 straight retired since Cuevas' 2-run single. Go back to Nolan Sparks, the relief pitcher for Palm Beach. An inning of 2/3, 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. Was unearned after the pass ball. A walk and a strike. Walk and a strikeout. This ball roped into left field by Carrozo. Cleared Encarnacion. Sharp single. He was right on it. And that's going to give Ewing a chance to bat the runner aboard.
Well, something about having 2 outs. 2 up, 2 down in this inning. And then Carrozo, nice line drive into center field, 106.5 off the bat. And they got one of the hottest hitters at the plate this series, in A.J. Ewing.
And the guy on deck, Colin Houck, has smoked some balls the last couple of days. Love to get him up with the chance to tie the game, the way the ball's coming off his bat. Now Ewing will take a ball low. Perozo's going to head to second, and he's in. A wild pitch. That might not seem significant, but it is, because now a hit likely brings in a run. If nothing else, the Mets get closer before the 9th.
Definitely a big play there. Now a base hit from Ewing, as you mentioned, can score a run, especially with 2 outs.
Cuenca's pitch, a called strike, and that's going to be challenged. It was not well received by Campos, but the umpire called it correctly anyways. Van de Water had it right. So the Mets are now out of challenges. And went 1 for 4. Ewing takes this pitch off the mark at 88. 2 balls and a strike. Side, did it tie him up? No. 3-1.
Long Beach does have first base open here. Don't want to put two runners on, though, and give Hauk a chance, who is, you mentioned that, have been hitting the ball really hard.
Ewing soars the ball into center field. Madryn waving for it. And he will make the catch. And that retires the side. And the dangerous hitter is turned away. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man stranded. We head to the ninth at Clover Park. Cardinals lead by three. Pitcher alert for St. Lucie, Starlin Escalante, who turned 21 years old on Thursday. Did not pitch on his birthday. He pitched the day prior, hitting the third scoreless. Now we will pitch the ninth inning tonight. It will be Suarez, who's 0-3 with the walk and a run. Remember, series opener, Mets down by one in the ninth, and Suarez hit a home run to open up a two-run lead. Here he won't do that. He will hit one to Cuevas. Escalante covers. One pitch, one out. This has been a very well-pitched game in relief by St. Lucie. We got Lopez, 2 1/3 innings, hitless, scoreless. Aracena, 3 shutout innings. He faced one over the minimum, and now just one pitch for Escalante to get his first out.
Yeah, ever since the start of the fourth inning, it's been locked down for St. Lucie.
Yeah, you know, trying to figure out ways to beat this Palm Beach team, it's tough. The one day the Mets beat them here, it was a 4-0 win. So it was just a quiet offensive night for Palm Beach. And it's been quiet again, really, since the second inning. And they got a run in the second on a one-out single. They got a two-out RBI hit in the third. Not much after that four-run first. It's been proven difficult to shut them down all nine innings. I mean, yesterday they only scored in two of the nine innings. It was enough. One and one on Petrutz, and he will take it for ball two. Feels like the Mets in all these games this week, while they've not played with the lead very often, does not feel like they've been totally, you know, outgunned here. Pitches away. I mean, some of those Bradenton games earlier this year against Fort Myers at home, Clearwater at home, Cardinals first time around, it felt like they were overmatched at times. But man, this week, they've hung in there pretty much every day. 3-1 to Petrutz, and he goes down and fouls it away.
Yeah, a lot of these games have been close on the scoreboard. Some of them, as we mentioned earlier, got away late, but it's been one or two little things, whether it's errors, a couple of walks, rough first innings that the Mets have just not been able to overcome. And listen, if you give this Palm Beach plenty of opportunities, they're going to take advantage of it.
3-2 pitch is lined by Petrutz into left field. Ewing racing in, dives, and makes the play. A.J. Ewing, play of the night on defense, like a wizard on Harry Potter night, soaring through the sky on his broomstick.
Really nice job by A.J. Ewing. Thought he maybe got a little bit of a bad read, but nice effort to get over there quickly, make the dive, and hold on to that ball as he comes down.
Yeah, he's been mainly center field, second base, doesn't get a lot of corner outfield action. Ball tailing away the whole way. Good play on his end. And the last Cardinal to reach is this man, Cross. And he's laid on a fastball at 94. Single to open up the seventh inning, made it to third base. Poised maybe to make it a 7-0 game. Eight in a row retired since. One and one. Mets in the bottom of the ninth will have Hauk, Roselli, and Long. If anybody gets on, Cuevas. Pop up, playable, behind the mound. Caught by the shortstop, Hauk, inning over. 1-2-3, ninth inning for Escalante out of the bullpen. The bullpen has it done its job, just masterful. Six innings of shutout, one-hit ball, and the offense rally with three outs to go. Gastelum finds himself in an actual easier spot tonight than he did on Tuesday in the opener. He pitched two perfect innings on Tuesday. A one-run lead and a two-run lead to finish the game for his fourth save. He's 3-for-3 in saves in August. He's got a save opportunity here. Now a three-run lead, only looking for three outs as opposed to six. Those Sparks didn't fare as well his second time in the series. Maybe the same would be in store for Gastelum. Hauk swings at the first pitch. Another solid contacted ball, but another out. Madryn brings it down. One pitch, one out for Gastelum. That's down 6-0 through three innings. Actually, been the better team since the start of the fourth, but The offense, after that electric seventh inning, starting to dry up now. As Roselli, 2 for 3. That's had the same number of hits as the Cardinals, and that is a tough thing as a strike is delivered. The Mets, when they have the same number of hits as their opponent at home, 0-7, including 0-2 this week. So find a way to get another hit. Maybe come back and win as Roselli misses. Well, they're going to have to get a hit. They want to come back to win this. I think they're going to walk the necessary amount of times to score 4 times.
Base runners, that's the most important thing for this Mets offense right now.
A ground ball out to Martin. He'll glove it, throw to first. Easy living so far for Gastelum in the ninth. The Cardinals are an out away from taking commanding 5-0 series lead. Be up too long to keep the game going.
It's been tough sledding for the Mets in this series. Even when they've gotten that little bit of offense or have had the good pitching, unfortunately, the first 3 innings just really got away from them.
Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Gastelum. And again, just so many good arms being thrown out by the Cardinals, whether it's the starter or the bullpen. They might have one clunker per game, but not multiple. As this pitch misses. 2-0. Long takes a strike. It is 1-2, the first pitch to strike. And that's down to their final strike of the night. Gastelum gets it over for strike 3. Mets have no challenges left. Long is denied by the umpire, Vandewater. And the Cardinals beat the Mets 6-3. They jump on St. Lucie early with the 4-run first inning. Have a 6-0 lead through 3. They shook off the bottom of the 7th when the Mets scored 3 times. Not much drama there in the 8th and 9th. The 1-2-3 ninth inning for Gastelum. His second save of the series. Cardinals have loved playing at Clover Park. They are now 10-1 in Port St. Lucie 2024 with the game to go. They're up 5-0 in this series. They are on a 6-game overall winning streak. Life just keeps getting better for the Palm Beach Cardinals. They will improve to 74-43 overall, 37-14 in the second half, inching closer to the second half title and going back to back within the division. Mets will drop to 17-34 in the second half, 39-78 overall. Their winning pitcher, Gerardo Salas, just like Lynn yesterday, now 4-0 in 4 starts against St. Lucie. Losing pitcher Sal Garcia and Gastelum with his 5th save. Cardinals win 6-3 on this Saturday night at Clover Park. We'll come back and wrap it up with the post-game show after these messages.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community and Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets Postgame Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Postgame fireworks booming in the background. Adam McDonough, Jake Burke with you from high atop the action, fourth floor broadcasting booth. Last fireworks show of the season here at Clover Park. Some of those fireworks aren't getting very high off the ground there, are they, Jake?
They are not.
Also, the lights are on to start the show. Hopefully they get that squared away. While they do that, let's take a look at the highlights tonight. This Cardinals 6-3 win over the Mets. It started in the first inning. That's where the bulk of the runs were scored by Palm Beach, as Sal Garcia just didn't have the good stuff like he did last week up in Daytona. Petrutz, a two-run hit, ball escapes to the backstop. As, Hernandez goes down, hitting the back of the leg. He ended up being okay, stayed in the game, was subbed out late. But it was three straight hits with runners in scoring position to score runs. Cross brings in the third run of the inning right there. Friedrich going to scorch one up the middle, nearly hit Sal, 107 off the bat. That made it 4-0. Garcia then retired the next two to stay alive in the game. But a wild pitch here would bring home a run in the second inning. That made it 5-0. Garcia threw 94 pitches in 2 2/3. That's a ton. Mets had to throw 100 pitches to get through three innings, as this base hit by Martin brings in the final run of the night for the Cardinals. And Salas with the big lead. He was great tonight. Five innings, three hits, no runs, no walks, five strikeouts. Mets finally break through and score for the first time in 16 innings on this passed ball. On Campos' next batter, after Ewing scored, this line drive base hit by Cuevas, has had a good week, has had a good stretch here in August. Two-run base hit makes it 6-3. There's plenty of time left for the Mets, but the Mets' defense kept them in the game. The bullpen kept them in the game, but the offense just couldn't muster much against Cuenca or Gastelum there over the final couple of innings, as Gastelum finishes out this ball game with that nasty breaking ball for the final out of the night. And for the Palm Beach Cardinals, on Harry Potter night, they work their wizardry magic like they have all week here, and they go up 5-0 in the series. And Jake, for the Mets, it's really been the same thing all week long. They hang in there, but it's just too much Palm Beach Cardinals in the end.
Almost running out of things to say. It really has been the same thing each and every game, where the Mets have had, you know, they've played well, they've kept it in this game, but little things, whether it's errors or too many walks, a couple of bad innings, they just haven't been able to overcome. It's really hard to do against a very good Palm Beach team. You really have to play almost a perfect game to get the win. They'll have one more chance on Sunday, though, to get that win.
Yeah, it feels like the Mets, you know, were out of it early, but they played the better. They were the better team from innings 4-9, but it's a 9-inning game, and it's just proven tough to be spot on all 9 innings against this Cardinals squad. Have one more chance, like Jake mentioned, tomorrow. It will be a 12:10 first pitch. The Cardinals out of town at a decent hour. We'll go airtime at noon Eastern time on Bally Live. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Clover Park: Cardinals 6, Mets 3. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. Enjoy the rest of your night and the fireworks show.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.